Edios Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1, 3, and the third of the three Mishnayos where we have Hillel and Shammai disagreeing and the rabbis agreeing with neither of them. Here the topic is how much maim sha'uvim, water that was inside of a kli, a utensil, that gets mixed up into a collection of water before it's a kosher mikvah, will make it that the mikvah is invalidated. That's the question. So the backstory is this. The Torah requires that a person, to effect tahara, to effect purification of something, you need to have what we call a mikvah, a gathering of water. The pasuk says, "Ach ma'ayan uvor mikvah mayim yet tahor." It needs to be a ma'ayan, a natural spring, or a bor mikvah mayim, or like a pit in the ground that is a collection of water, like rainwater, which pooled there. Meaning, it didn't get held in a kli utensil. It's from the ground as a ma'ayan, as a spring, or from the sky that melted, or a river, whatever it is, drift, runoff. That is a mikveh that pool together. The word mikveh means to kind of pool together. Now, midoraisa, it's actually machlokas rishonim. According to the Baal Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam, your mikveh really needs to be mostly midoraisa. Has to be mostly rainwater, we'll call it. But if a minority is maim shuvim, came from a cup or something, it's going to be okay. According to others, like the Ri, another one of the Baal Tosfos, and the Rambam, really, as long as you're not inside of a kli, and if you, you're not in a bathtub, but if as long as you have if you took your hose pipe or whatever it is, or your buckets, and you filled up a hole in the ground, midoraisa, that's a kosher mikvah. Okay? But midorabanan, no. Because we're concerned you're going to basically go into a bathtub, which is for sure not a kosher mikvah, and try to become tahor there. So now, the amount of water required for a mikvah, you probably heard, is 40 sa'ah. Now, the halacha l'mashmi Sinai is that it needs to be enough water that a person could submerge himself within the water fully, comfortably, as a normal-sized person. The rabbis ascertained that they put their foot down and said, how much water is that? They said 40 sa'ah. Okay, again, if you think of the sa'ah, like from the previous mishnah, it's like a six-pack of water. Call it 12 liters. There's a range of opinions, of course, but just give me some idea. So 40 sa would be 40 times that, or basically 480 liters. Roughly speaking, half a cubic meter of water. It's not very much, but it's enough. Okay, so that's the 40 sa is the rabbinic measure for it. So that means now, once you have a kosher mikvah of 40 sa of rainwater, so then it doesn't matter what you pour inside of it, because if you pour a cup of water into it, the water as it comes in, there's hashaka, it touches. As soon as it touches the mikvah, it gets purified also. The water gets purified. So you can, once you have a 40 sa kosher mikvah, you can add all the water in the world to it, it stays kosher. But before you get to 40 sa, it's susceptible. And the rabbi said it's susceptible if you put in just a little bit of, but a specific amount of maim shuvim into it. The question is, how much is that little bit? So we have three opinions. I'm saying the mission outside first again. The first opinion is Hillel's opinion. Hillel said it's the amount called a hin. A hin was chosen because that's the largest liquid measure in the Torah. Hin is actually not really a Mishnaic measurement. It's actually a Torah measure, and it's peculiar. Hillel did it, but he used the expression hin because that's the exact word that he heard from his teachers, Shammai and Naphtalion. So he's kind of verbatim telling what he remembers, hin from the Torah, and the reason it was chosen as hin is that's the biggest measure. They had to give some measurement how much water is too much water to be poured into a mikvah prior to having the 40 saw, and Hillel said that Shammai telling to him, it's a hin, the biggest of the measurements, like the equivalent of us saying, a gallon. Why a gallon? Because that's the biggest of the volume measurements that we have handy today. It's a whole gallon. Don't use liquid measures bigger than that. Okay? So, as units. Shammai disagrees altogether. And he says, no, the amount is called tisha kabin, 9 kav. If you actually run the numbers, a hin, in truth, is half a saw, which is the same as saying 3 kav, like half the six-pack. So that makes 3 2-liter bottles. So it's basically 3 kav, according to Hillel. But Shammai said it's 9 kav, so 3 times the size, meaning, ironically here, Hillel is the strict one. He says even just 3 2-liter bottles of water poured in, ruin it. Whereas Shammai said, not until you get 9 does it become bustle, and before it's reached the 40 amounts for a kosher mikvah. Hillel's number is based on the hin, because that was just the biggest measure in the Chumash. Shammai's number is based on the fact that there's a tradition that to wash oneself, like call it take a shower, you need to have a minimum of 9 kav. That comes up elsewhere in halach, like a person doesn't have a mikvah or is on a well, there's an idea he could go to wash himself in 9 kav, tisha kav, instead of in a mikvah, for whatever the conflicts are, it doesn't matter for now. So that's his opinion. Now the rabbis didn't like either the 3 kav or the 9 kav opinions of the Hillel and Shammai. They want us to be more strict. And then eventually someone came with the tradition saying it's actually 3 lug. That's the lug is basically, think of it as like the 500cc bottle of Coke, you know, so it's a quarter the size of a kav. So 3 of those. So it's basically a quarter the size of what Hillel said. And that's what they accepted as the opinion. That's just the Mishnah outside. Let's see it all inside. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hillel Omer, Malo hin maim sha'uvin poslin ha-mikvah. Hillel says, if you haven't yet got a kosher mikvah of 40 sa, and you pour even 1 full hin amount, that's half a sa, that's equal to 3 kav, something like in the ballpark of, you know, 6 liters of water, into the mikvah, that will ruin the mikvah, if it hasn't got 40 yet. Now, there's kind of missing words of the Mishnah, if you will, but the Mishnah's scratching its head saying hin, that's a very strange unit. Hin belongs in the Chumash, not in the Mishnah, if you will. So that's true, says the Mishnah. However, Elisha Adam Chayv Lomar Belashon Rabo, a person has to speak in the same, very same words, a kind of verbatim that his tradition is in, his rabbi taught him. And Hillel heard, in the terms of Hin, from Shmayin of Talon, his Rebbeim, and therefore, that's he reports. The Bartanura, by the way, speaks out the Rambam's tradition from the Rambam, got from his father, that Shmayin of Talion, who were converts, weren't able to say the word hin properly, they couldn't pronounce it that way. And Hillel actually pronounced the word hin like they pronounce it, not in the precise way. Okay. Vishamai Omer, Shamai described Hillel says, Tisha Kaban. The measurement is 9 kav. Think of it as, you know, 9 2-liter bottles, okay, of water, much bigger measure, the amount that it takes to take a shower. The Chacham Omrim lo kedivreze v'lo kedivreze. The Chacham said, nope, it's neither like Hillel nor Shammai. Ella, rather, they didn't know how much it was. They just said it's less than that. But when did they know? Ad shebo shnei gardim mishar ha'ashpos shebi Yerushalayim. 2 weavers came from Dung Gate in Jerusalem. Their profession and location is mentioned because a gardi, a weaver, is considered like a very lowly position. If you learn, there's at the very end of Maseches Kedushin, it says certain people can't even be appointed to be kings because they don't have respect for them. On that list of, like, you know, lowly employments, one of them is gardi, a weaver. And they're mentioned, they're coming from Shar Ashpos, because Shar Ashpos, which literally means dung gate, and that's what we call today also, Shar Ashpos in Yerushalayim today is dung gate, that southern gate there. So the idea is that, you know, in the time before flushing toilets and garbage collection, they had to take it somewhere. So they took the garbage out to the lowest part of the city, which is through Shar Ashos, the Dung Gate. So obviously that was an undesirable place to live because they dumped the garbage dump was right outside. So you wouldn't want to live there. These guys lived there, meaning they were poor and lowly, okay? And the point of the Mishnah you'll see is that even though they were poor and lowly, but as the Bartender says it, just because you're at the bottom of the social economic totem pole doesn't mean you shouldn't go to the base of Midrash. You should get there and learn like everybody else. And more than that, we'll see the halacha is going to follow them, notwithstanding the fact that they were sort of, in terms of Olam Hazeh, they're basically nobodies. But okay, look at Olam Haba, they're mentioned in the Mishnah's Adi Yom Hazeh. So the point is, these two guys, they came, the Heidu Mishum Shmaev of Talion, and they testified in the name of Shmaev of Talion that apparently Shmaev of Talion actually changed their minds after their discussion with Hillel. And they said, Shlosh es lug in maim sh'uven poslin es ha-mikvah. It's 3 lug. Again, if you are imagining the kav as being a 2-liter bottle, the lug is like the 500cc, the half-liter bottle. So Hillel said 3 big bottles, and these guys are saying 3 little bottles even. It's much smaller. It's a quarter of the amount. That poslin es ha-mikvah. Ve'kimu chachamim es divrehem. The rabbis follow their opinion. And according to many, the pshat is Hillel and Shammai themselves, once hearing this, I guess they said, oh yeah, you're right. They did change their minds. We forgot about that. And even though Hillel himself was quoting verbatim, even using the very same word that Shmaya Natalian told him, I guess he realized afterwards, oh, yeah, I forgot they actually changed their mind and went with the 3 Lugan instead. And the Lacha follows this opinion, and they all went that direction to follow the opinion of the tradition of these 2 weavers that Shmaya Natalian had told them, or at least in their name, of Shmaya Natalian, that it's 3 Lug of Maim Sheuvim, drawn water, that is pours into mikvah before it gets to 40, will possel the mikvah.